Hello, I'm Mark Whittaker with the Monday the 7th of April Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. A first look at the markets now with Chris Lowe from FTN Financial in New York.
Well, it was first off a slow news day, and I think that's important. We're not going to get much data in the U.S. at all this week. So we started this morning with everyone coming in and sort of boning up on what various economists said about the employment report last week. And from there, we contemplated Russia and Ukraine a bit. There were some headlines this morning that had us a bit nervous about possibly some mission creep over there. But I think primarily there's two things that drove markets today. One is this ongoing sell-off of tech stocks. Tech stocks have had a three-day rout, in fact. And I think that's primarily because people are thinking about valuation. Valuations are pretty high in the U.S. And then finally, earnings season in the U.S. kicks off tomorrow. We get the first of the big company earnings reports. And I think there's probably some nervousness there as well. We've seen this pattern. It's been prevalent for the last couple of years that there's typically been selling going into earnings season and then buying coming out because the earnings end up being better than people expect.
And those tech stocks that you mentioned, why has the tide turned, do you think?
Well, I think some of them, I mean, we're talking about some pretty popular names. Names like Facebook, Google, Amazon, these are stocks that have appreciated enormously. Their P.E. ratios are very, very high. Tesla is another one. And people are beginning to think about it partly because we've got some high-profile analysts who've been all over television in the last couple of days debating whether valuations in general are too high. And usually what happens at the end of these debates is they say, well, okay, maybe some stocks aren't too high in value, but there certainly are some examples where P.E. ratios are ridiculous, and there's the tech stocks. So, you know, normally these valuations are justified when they are by the hope that there's rapid growth in technology, and that's why, you know, they'll sort of grow into them in the future. But well, let's just say I guess that faith has been shaken this week.
That's Chris Lowe from FTN Financial in New York. You're listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk. Or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.